Samantha, welcome to the Ask Anything Clinical Review. This episode examines GLP-1 based therapeutics beyond weight loss, with emphasis on pivotal outcomes trials, indication specific prescribing, 2026 regulatory developments, and unresolved mechanistic questions. Daniel, the central change is that incretin therapy can no longer be evaluated only by A1C and percentage weight loss. The evidence base now includes cardiovascular events, kidney disease progression, heart failure symptoms and events, sleep apnea severity, MASH histology, and osteoarthritis pain and function. Samantha, mechanistically, selective GLP-1 receptor agonists activate a class BG protein-coupled receptor, increasing cyclic AMP signaling. Pancreatic effects include glucose-dependent insulin secretion and suppression of inappropriate glucagon, central satiety signaling, reduced energy intake, and delayed gastric emptying contribute to weight and glycemic outcomes. Daniel, tirzepatide adds GIP receptor agonism, receptor balance, biased signaling, tissue exposure, dose, and pharmacokinetics mean that class-wide extrapolation is unsafe. An outcome demonstrated with semaglutide at 2.4 mg does not automatically belong to another molecule, a lower dose, or a compounded preparation. Samantha, SELECT was the pivotal cardiovascular transition. 17,604 adults had established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, BMI of at least 27, and no diabetes. Semaglutide reduced 3-point MACE from 8% to 6.5% over a mean 39.8 months. Daniel, the hazard ratio was 0.80, with a 95% confidence interval from 0.72 to 0.90. The absolute reduction was 1.5 percentage points, yielding a rough number needed to treat near 67 over observed follow-up. Adverse event discontinuation was 16.6% versus 8.2%, which is essential context for implementation. Samantha, Flow then supplied a dedicated kidney outcomes trial. 3,533 participants had type 2 diabetes and high-risk CKD defined by EGFR and albuminuria. Semaglutide 1 mg reduced the composite of kidney failure, sustained 50% EGFR loss, or kidney or cardiovascular death by 24%. Daniel, the practice implication is additive rather than substitutional. In albuminuric diabetic CKD, clinicians still integrate renin-angiotensin blockade, SGLT2 inhibition, finerenone when eligible, blood pressure control, and individualized glycemic targets. Early stopping and incomplete contemporary SGLT2 use should be considered when translating flow. Samantha, in obesity-related HFpEF, STEP-HFpEF and STEP-HFpEF-DM demonstrated clinically meaningful improvements in KCCQ clinical summary score, body weight, 6-minute walk distance, and inflammatory markers. These were symptom and function trials rather than mortality trials. Daniel, tirzepatide subsequently added event-level evidence in HFpEF with obesity. This reinforces phenotype-based treatment, confirm HFpEF, assess congestion and alternative causes of dyspnea, continue guideline-directed therapy, and measure KCCQ, function, renal status, and worsening heart failure events, not weight alone. Samantha, SURMOUNT-OSA used 2 phase 3 trials stratified by PAP-US. Baseline apnea hyponia index approached 50 events per hour. Tirzepatide produced approximately 20 to 24 fewer events per hour than placebo, with improvements in hypoxic burden, weight, systolic pressure, and high sensitivity CRP. Daniel, that led to the first FDA medication indication for moderate to severe obstructive sleep apnea in adults with obesity. It does not cover central sleep apnea or OSA without obesity. PAP should not be withdrawn on the basis of weight change alone. Objective reassessment should guide de-escalation. Samantha, in hepatology, Essence evaluated biopsy confirmed MASH with F2 to F3 fibrosis. Semaglutide improved resolution of steatohepatitis without fibrosis worsening and fibrosis improvement without worsening steatohepatitis. Daniel, the resulting MASH indication uses accelerated approval. Histology is the surrogate. Confirmation is still required for cirrhosis, decompensation, transplant, and liver-related mortality. Isolated steatosis or aminotransferase elevation is not equivalent to the labeled population. Fibrosis risk stratification remains necessary. Samantha, Step 9 provides a different model. In adults with obesity and moderate knee osteoarthritis pain, semaglutide produced greater weight loss, pain reduction, and functional improvement. This supports treatment of obesity as a driver of mechanical disease, but it does not demonstrate cartilage regeneration or establish an osteoarthritis-specific indication. Daniel, now the safety differential. Visual change during semaglutide therapy may reflect transient refractive change after rapid glycemic improvement, worsening diabetic retinopathy, hypoglycemia, retinal vascular disease, or unrelated ophthalmic pathology. The Ozempic label reports retinopathy complications and instructs patients to report vision changes. Sudden monocular loss requires urgent assessment. Samantha, diffuse myalgia is not a canonical common adverse reaction. The differential includes dehydration and electrolyte disturbance, hypoglycemia, statin-associated symptoms, infection, thyroid disease, inflammatory conditions, rhabdomyolysis, and coincident musculoskeletal disease, severe weakness, dark urine, marked CK elevation, or acute kidney injury changes the urgency. Daniel, abdominal symptoms also require discrimination among expected nausea, severe gastroparesis, biliary disease, pancreatitis, obstruction, and unrelated pathology, persistent severe pain, especially with vomiting or radiation to the back, warrants immediate evaluation. After substantial gastrointestinal loss, assess volume status, renal function, electrolytes, and interacting therapy. Samantha, periprocedural management is increasingly risk stratified. Escalation phase, dose, active gastrointestinal symptoms, known gastroparesis, aspiration risk, procedure type, and anesthetic plan matter more than a universal automatic hold. Communication among prescriber, proceduralist, and anesthesia team is essential. Daniel, real-world persistence remains the major effectiveness gap. In a cohort of more than 125,000 adults, estimated one-year discontinuation was 46.5% with diabetes and 64.8% without diabetes. Coverage, supply, adverse effects, achieved weight change, and income contributed. Samantha, investigational signals in alcohol use disorder and dementia are important but remain below the threshold for routine prescribing. The alcohol phase 2 trial enrolled only 48 participants. Dementia analyses often use secondary or adverse event ascertainment rather than dedicated cognitive endpoints. Neither indication is established. Daniel, the next generation pipeline includes higher dose GLP-1 therapy, GLP-1 and amylin combinations, dual and triple agonists, oral peptides, and small molecules. The clinically meaningful benchmark is not peak percentage weight loss. It is durable outcome benefit, tolerability, body composition preservation, manufacturability, access, and performance against active comparators. Samantha, the practical synthesis is straightforward. Identify the organ-specific target, match the molecule, dose, label, and pivotal population. Quantify absolute as well as relative benefit. Screen contraindications and differential safety risks. Monitor the endpoint that justified treatment, and establish a maintenance and interruption plan before initiation. Daniel, this episode is an educational clinical review and does not replace patient-specific evaluation or current prescribing information. The companion 19-page clinician report contains the full figures, trial context, safety discussion, and references.